CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are here. Oh, listen to that.
That's a little ominous.
Where did that come from?
Oh, the end is nigh.
I don't know where it comes from, but it's just, some music just started all on its own.
Even the system is telling us the end
is
nigh.
Good morning. All right, there we are. Now we're back to normal. I think I found out where it came from. Hey, Mbulelo, what's up?
Oh, the machines are taking over. It's all over.
The machines.
Sia says the machine next door, the air conditioner, smells like an armpit.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, I know I'm not the most technical person, but walking into a room and smells like a baked armpit.
Oh. Oh.
Someone who's just been steaming up in the sun the whole day.
Have you ever been next to someone like that in a meeting or at a social event? Ay, ay, ay. And they don't know. I mean, maybe they know.
No, isn't the rule with, horrible, like, smell on you that you don't really pick it up?
You don't smell yourself?
Well, because they also say you need to have, like, you know, you need to spray cologne on these pressure points or temples and whatnot, but you shouldn't pick up your own cologne. So I don't think we necessarily pick it up.
But I think that's more of a thing of, like, if you put on so much of your own cologne that you smell it, that you've put on too much. But I don't know. I think people can. They can smell if they're a bit funky.
There are way too many people who I bumped into.
And I mean, listen, I totally get it. If you've been, let's say you do a very physical job of work and you get to the end of the day and, you know, you're a bit schwitzy.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Like, there are a lot of people who work in hot places, they work very physically, they're doing a lot of exercise while they're working, then I get it. But,
I'm not going to name and shame, but I was in a meeting last week with someone who came charging up these stairs here and said, sorry, I'm late. And I could already tell there was a little glean on their forehead.
Yeah, but you're very judgy.
No, but they sat down and it was the worst.
You are super judgy. No, you are. It's hilarious.
Let me be judgy, but I'd rather smell good.
Yeah. All right, it's Wednesday. Now, Gord is not here. He sent another long message to me yesterday saying, oh, I can't do this, I might do that, wake up late. So I asked him, you know what, Gordo, come in next week because you'll have your life organized.
It's not fun that he doesn't send those long voice notes slash mini podcasts anymore.
I'm delighted he doesn't. But he's not here this morning, so we are joined by the beautiful Leanne Moll. Yes.
Oh.
What smells like an armpit?
It's in there. You heard it. Did you go in there?
No, I didn't smell anything.
I want to go and see now.
Sure. You and
be our on the spot live reporter, Mbulelo. Go to that microphone and give us an actual live report. This is a live report from our correspondent in the field. Mbulelo Tinta.
If he drops
is,
down right. dead,
middle name
understand.
Beagle.
Yeah, all right. What's going on?
Hi, Gareth. I'm out in the armpit.
And what can you just tell us what you see, smell, and taste in that room at the moment?
The armpit, Gareth, smells like my old relationship.
Oh.
Dead and buried.
I'm so sorry. That's a horrible thing for anyone to go through. Is there perhaps a fat Harvey Weinstein person lying around? Is that with his feet, with his socks off?
Harvey Weinstein has not been seen, but you'll be grateful to know there are no children, women, or anything of that sort. It is safe. It is just men and armpits.
Oh, my God.
Back
sounds
to you in studio.
Raining men and armpits.
Very good. It's raining armpits.
No.
Hallelujah.
I mean, this whole armpit thing is you. It's your hard work that's got us thinking this way, Sia. You came up with that term to describe the smell. But have you ever been in, like, in an office where someone has food and the whole office smells of that food? That is.
Where they warm up their chicken and broccoli in the microwave.
Whoa.
Or fish.
Fish fingers.
Pilchards.
Ooh, pilchards. That's sardines. A bit of a sore topic.
Oh, yeah.
Why is pilchards a sore topic?
Sardines.
There's some recall in the country.
Huge recalls.
Oh,
some contaminated pilchards in the country.
Polony 2.0.
Yeah. Well,
Listeriosis.
That's the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm so glad this is all happening with food I don't like.
Yeah. No, the
with
whole
pleasure.
Thing is that they've recalled all of these sardines, but they've now admitted that it's a factory thing and not just a sardine thing. So there are a whole lot of other foods that are being recalled.
Yeah, there are two main stores in particular that are targeted with this because they all buy their pilchards from this factory that's contaminated. Hmm. So this processing factory may actually cause the cans of pilchards to bloat.
Can I just say at this point, I used to eat sardines. Oh, geez. Oh, this always gets me.
You used to eat sardines?
Mm. I used to eat sardines out of the can.
Mm.
Okay. And one day, I was tacking into one.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. I don't know if I can do this. I'm trying.
Be strong.
Let me swallow. And as I cut into it, there was a sack
of
eggs. Of these, like,
that is disgusting.
White flesh colored eggs, a sack of them, millions.
And you've never
eaten a tinned sardine ever again? I'll eat a fresh sardine, no problem. But that's what happened to me. Yeah.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
So now, how did you know? Were the eggs in your mouth? Were they in the can? When did you discover that you were now?
I had half a sardine in my mouth when the next spoonful was into the sack.
You didn't eat any of the...
Not that you know of.
But then we have caviar and we rave about it.
Which is, yeah, beluga and savruga eggs.
Mm.
But from sardines, I don't think it's the same.
Mm. No, it looked like chicken skin.
Yeah, if you've bought any if you've bought any pilchards, then ask us.
That was a good start to the morning.
All right, thanks very much. Now, everyone's feeling ill. Mm. So, first of all, let me just get to this because this is really important. So, KC says, good morning, guys. I listened to yesterday's show about Avos. Fun fact, it costs 45 Rand at Woolworths, and then they're still hard sometimes. Another fun fact... It's actually strange. It smells like sperm, so I don't understand why Sia doesn't like it. Jesus. Ugh.
Wonderful.
What does sperm smell? Wow. Only kidding.
Leanne, free caviar. Don't be so ungrateful. Meneer Bienica says, you stop being so ungrateful. And someone else here as well, I think it's... Brendan says, you know, really, if I had lucked out and got some caviar, I'd be happy. Ass, I hate to tell you, but fresh sardines also have eggs. Michelle in the aquarium in Cape Town knows that.
Oh, she's an expert.
But if you are in the moment, because I'll only ever have them in a restaurant, and particularly in Portugal along the seaside.
Where they tell you to don't panic.
Just run.
And take shape in no change.
Sardine run.
Have you guys noticed a huge... Talk about like eggs in a can of sardines, but have you noticed how much spam there is at the moment and how many people are trying to get hold of your money because people are desperate? Like there's just ads for everything at the moment for like cheaper data and this and that, and most of it is just nonsense. Like the number of emails I've gotten the last 2 weeks in particular from people who are saying, oh, here's your invoice for money that I know I didn't pay. And then I go and check just to be sure. But it's all bullshit, right? Because you click on the link and then they get into your computer and it's phishing.
Mm.
Which is why I linked it to sardines.
Oh.
But yes.
We were waiting for that. Yeah,
but it's this mad rush to... kind of get everybody to give a rand here and 10 rand there. And it's a lot of desperate people right now.
I don't get a lot of that, but I get these adverts with products that really look amazing and I want to try them out. But because of the format in which they're advertised, I'm suspicious.
And some of these apps, like there was this picture app that, because I needed to put up a photograph with, you know, like three or four pictures in it, like a collage type thing.
And then college.
A college. And you get these apps, and they say to you 2 weeks free, but then they start charging you like 600 Rand a month after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I had to then go in and cancel and unsubscribe, and it's a mission. I mean, like, you really have to know what's going on around you, otherwise you will get nailed.
Yeah.
Two things with that. The first is, as weird and petty as it sounds, I actually have reminders on my phone when free trials.
Yeah.
Getting a new phone, and then now I've been offered a free Apple TV Plus subscription for a year.
And next year you're going to cancel
it. Oh, this is great. And then in 11 months time, though, I have a reminder to cancel it. And then the second, someone put me up on this like 2 months ago, and really it's like a bit of a game changer for me. Have one of your defunct email accounts that you don't really use to sign up to all of these things that you need to.
Oh, that's what I do, yeah.
So then you don't get spammed.
Yeah, I have a Gmail, but it doesn't seem to help because I'm still getting a lot of crap on here. I'm just looking at at the deleted stuff from just this morning before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
I got like 12 emails here from just bullshit things. And remember, I go in and I actually unsubscribe from lists, and I click on the newsletters at the bottom where it says, do you want to unsubscribe? And I get out of all of that stuff.
You're digitally organized.
Well, I try to be, but look, even me, 12 emails this morning alone from bullshit places.
It's too late. They sell the data to everyone. They're all working together. The bastards. Grrr.
I'm just looking at my promotions column. I've got Smart Shopper, Mr. D Food, Bottles, WeFix, Netflorist, Kalula Holidays, Monte Casino Theater, Travel Start, Wellness Warehouse, Booking.com, Yappy Chef, Rabantia.
My God, you've got a lot.
Wait, these are some of the things you use, though.
No, but she's subscribed to these mail lists. That's the problem. Mm. Man, you got to get out of those things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your life just becomes so much easier. Declutter stuff. There's a practical thing for you to do today. If you've got 5 spare minutes in the office, start the process. Just start. Take those first couple of emails and unsubscribe. And create a rule. Like, that's my other favorite thing. I've created these mail rules under preferences where you can actually go in and it just sends certain emails straight to the deleted items.
Either from a person or with a subject line.
And I've also noticed, like, friends of mine that I haven't heard from in like 10 years, whose email addresses are still somewhere in my system, those have now been taken over by spam. So now they send you links and things. So I'll get like an email and go, oh my God, I haven't heard from this girl in like 10 years. And then it's a fake. You know, when you go to the body of the message, it's actually a link to something that... Because your old email gets taken back into the system somehow, and then someone buys it.
Oh, I'm glad my old email address was taken.
Maybe it's the Russians setting you up like Hillary Trump.
Hillary Trump?
Or whatever her name was.
Shady, horrible individual.
Hillary Trump.
Was that an honest mistake?
Clinton or whatever.
I don't know what the great HRC the great Mrs. Trump ever did to you.
Oh, crooked Hillary. Oh, man. By the way, I just have to go into this quickly because I think it's probably appropriate. Brendan says, we have a gym butt at work, and every morning at 11, he cracks 10 eggs into a bowl, mixes it up, pops it in the microwave, and makes scrambled eggs. But the smell, I want to vomit every time. You see, that should not be allowed. If you get onto a plane, like that one woman I've spoken about that on that trip from San Francisco or L.A. to New York once.
I'll never forget her.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This woman opened up a can of sardines and started smearing them on bread on the plane.
Mm-mm. Unbelievable.
And I just thought, you know, there are some people that are just raised by wolves and they have no idea of how to behave. And I don't care if you really love sardines and you're allowed to have as many as you want at home. But to have them on the plane is just outrageous because other people are on there with you. You have no sense of personal space or of communal space or of what's allowed and what isn't. And here in the office, I mean, I've got to compliment you, Mbulelo, because you don't eat at your desk. You eat downstairs in the kitchen. I interrupted his lunch yesterday. I walked down there and he was sitting on his own eating in the kitchen.
Did you knock?
No, I didn't even. And... he had headphones on. He was listening to something. I like that. You like keep that shit in the kitchen, you know?
Very civilized.
Yeah, and even in people's own houses, you see people like... I know someone who eats... She eats in bed. And she had like eats biscuits and shit in bed. And then it like The crumbs are in the bed.
Crumbs in bed are the worst, or toast crumbs.
I mean, you do not eat in your bed.
How old is this person?
She's a grown adult in her 30s.
No, man.
I tried to surprise my mom once with breakfast in bed because I'd read somewhere that's what you do on Mother's Day.
No, man.
And she sat up and said, no, thanks. I haven't brushed my teeth and I don't want crumbs in the bed.
Well, exactly. you're going to love this. That yesterday we got an email from somebody about all the gross things that happen in your body. Fern, I think, sent it to us about all the horrible chemicals that grow in your mouth overnight.
Oh, you
morning breath.
Anything gross like that, I always send to Leanne. She loves it. Mm. She's just. But it's from Bill Bryson's book, The Body, which I've got to read now. Ooh. I've just suddenly decided that's my new book. All right.
I'll just keep quiet about that eating in bed.
Wait, before we move on.
Oh, do you eat in bed?
What?
Okay. What do you do in bed? Come on, what do you eat?
You really want to ask that?
No. I'm not asking the whole range.
It's a loaded question.
Let's just go with what you eat in bed.
Okay. Bed, then, since you guys are already discussed it by the bed, this is going to gross you out even more. I have one of those contraptions that fit over the bathtub for the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you eat
so
in the bath.
So that you can place things on there.
What do you do? Tell me what you eat.
Like oranges in the bath.
Just hold on, because he doesn't even eat anything at a restaurant. What do you eat in the bath?
You just want to nibble sometimes.
You can't take food into a place where the toilet is.
Yeah. Well, what do you eat? What was the last thing you ate in the bath, in the bathroom where you poop?
Oh, don't put it like that.
God, that is gross.
Well, I had...
Do you know how many poo particles there are on our toothbrushes?
Farticles.
So I
Charticles.
And by the way, I stay in the bathtub a very long time if I have the time, you know.
So you luxuriate.
Yeah, I'm easily in there for like 30, 40 minutes. So, you know, you might need a snack. The other day I had some muesli and yogurt.
No, no.
Unbelievable.
Your yogurt had extra bacteria.
You're a monster. What?
Just when you think you've revealed enough on this show.
What do you eat in bed?
Anything.
What? Like what, packets of chips?
Yeah, I have like a whole system sometimes. You know, you just want to snuggle up in bed. You have a series on your laptop. You have your phone nearby and you're eating a meal.
I can almost get popcorn.
Yeah, watching it.
Everything. That you have like a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
You've got like...
Yogurt and muesli in the bathroom. I'm sorry, but that's where it stops.
It's gross.
You can have a tray in bed.
But do you have like a sandwich in bed with mayonnaise?
I've had everything in bed.
Oh, you disgusting pig. I thought you were such a clean, nice human. You're a filthy fucking pig.
Fucking feral. That's what you are.
Wait, guys, is it really weird? I don't think this is weird.
No, Chief.
No.
Police.
Wait,
this is disgusting.
Do you guys tell me that you watch when you binge watching a series in bed, you never get peckish and you want a nibble?
Water.
No.
Water is the only acceptable thing. Beds are for sleeping, copulating, and drinking water. That is it.
So you will get out of bed to have a snack in the kitchen and then come back.
The one reason why I would never ever try it is because I do have pets in my bed.
Oh, yeah. It's another gross reason to know. And you know what? Like, I don't mind the fact that my dog is there, but I need to have the linen changed regularly as a result of that, because these little animal hairs, that's as gross as someone eating in bed. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say that the one is okay and the other one isn't.
No, of course.
They're both gross.
Because the pets are in the bed, there's no way I could get through something.
You know, my dog doesn't sleep on the bed anymore, and it has nothing to do with me. I didn't try and train him.
He decided himself?
Yeah, he now sleeps in summer, he sleeps on the tiles in the... In the like entrance hall, so it's cooler for him, so he doesn't get as warm. He hates being on the bed actually, and
it's because of the farts.
I think it's because he's
your duvet hovers.
It's because he snores, and then I shot at him the whole time, so he's just learnt that it's easier to sleep away.
Oh, you and your
and
dog.
In winter, he sleeps like in another part of the room completely now. So I
have a cat that I can hear. From I've got the north wing and the south wing of my house.
Ooh, wow. How fancy.
And when I'm in the south wing, I can hear him in the
Palace
north wing
Mole.
Snoring.
Yeah. You can hear him snoring all that way.
And I walk up, he's curled up tightly and he's going... Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to be grossed out? Before we get to the headlines, here, Mike in Durban says, I drink my coffee while taking my morning shit. It is so good.
Oh, come on.
Is that...
Uh-huh. That's what Mike does. Good for you, Mike. You do your thing.
I can't...
Brandon says, a company I used to work for had a lady that came in one morning and cooked raw hake in the office microwave. We had to open every last fucking window to get rid of that smell.
And then it sticks in the microwave vents.
You know what the thing is? I'm such a selfish person that so I think everyone else is as selfish as I am. So I think, oh my gosh, I hate when you queue too close to me. I hate when you're too loud around.
Yeah, so you, in other words, like, it governs your behavior.
I presume everyone's as selfish as I am.
Yes, and what it does is it makes you less of a problem to everyone else. Oh. Okay, that's good, Mbulelo. I mean, you are a sociopath in some ways.
Yeah. No, that's true.
But thank God that you are thinking about other people, even if it's because you're thinking about yourself.
Yeah. Mm.
You're like, I wouldn't want to be so close to this person. I wouldn't want to share a toilet cubicle with that person. I wouldn't want to be eating next to this person, making mouth noises.
Yeah. Shame, see, I don't... Oh, shame.
No, I
actually... He's all dejected now.
No, because I actually really enjoy my bathing process.
You do what you want to do, see, I don't let us... Yeah, you're disgusting human being. You just do whatever you want.
You eat that kiwi in that bath.
You just drop shit in your bath while you're in there.
You run hot while you're in the bathtub, so then I also have my choice of drinks as well.
Oh, wow. It's like a... This is like going to a concert for
you. It's a party in the bath.
Imagine Sia with a bubble bath and his little, like, a shower cap on.
And a meringue.
And a meringue, yeah. He's eating a crumbly meringue.
He's
in the
modern day Cleopatra.
Oh, I just bought a new cushion for my bathtub as well, so that I lie on
a
there.
A cushion?
Yes.
Made of fabric.
It's a head cushion. Well, it's like that
foam.
It looks like a big...
Or you get those ones you blow up, but they're waterproof.
It looks like a big loofah without all of that coily stuff.
Can you imagine this guy? How long is your average bath? An hour?
On like a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Minimum 40 minutes.
Wow.
I get wrinkly in the shower, never mind a bath.
No, 40 minutes.
Easily 40 minutes.
I have never spent 40 minutes in a bath.
No, I get too...
Do you fall asleep sometimes?
Bored. I've only fallen asleep like twice. Mm. No, usually like I listen to a podcast or I'll time it with like a longer YouTube video
headphones
than I'm
or a
watching.
Speaker?
Speaker.
Yeah, because you don't want to like slip in and then short your headphones out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or if the music's going la 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 and then it goes blah, 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 you know you're in trouble.
All right, here's some more messages. Listen to this. How was the Joburg shutdown and the Soweto residents? Have they paid their bills?
Yeah, I didn't really hear much
interesting
about it as well.
Yeah, somebody messaged me yesterday because there's a fact check going around about Soweto. In fact, there was a guy called Bacchus Boy. He says, the Soweto Eskom protest issue was poorly dealt with on your show. I like when people correct us and give us info. Remember, I'm not a journalist, so I'm not going to go and fact check stuff. I'm reading what I think is going on. Pumi was here yesterday. She seemed a lot more well-informed than me. Turns out, though, according to Bacchus Boy, Soweto's historical electricity debt was written off in 2003.
Hmm.
And that clearly had no effect on the culture of non-payment. And in fact, EWN reports that South Africa's state-owned electricity utility, Eskom, says that Soweto owes 18 million rand. 18 billion rand, sorry. Sure. A long history of not paying for electricity. According to Roger Lilly, an energy analyst, an author of Energy and Technology News website, EE publishes, Soweto residents first used the non-payment of services as a weapon against the apartheid government. They argued this culture of non-payment has been passed on to younger generations. The Soweto Electricity Crisis Committee and Anti-Privatization Forum has argued that many residents are still unable to afford electricity and water. Soweto became part of the Joburg municipality in 2000. In 2003, the township's electricity bill of 1.3 billion rands was written off. That was in an effort to start from a clean slate, said former Eskom spokesperson Kulu Pasiwe. If they followed good accounting practices, they should have done a full audit on every meter in Soweto, but they didn't do that. See, this is such a complex thing. So thank you for letting us know. I mean, I'm going to pass this on to Pumi, and then we could talk about it when she's back in here, because she's very like emotional about it, too. She's from Soweto, and she's like, it's very unfair. There are people who pay. Sure there are. I'm sure there are good people who are paying every month.
But also, when you have the choice of paying your electricity or eating or feeding your family.
Well, if you have the choice of paying or not paying, and there's no
full stop,
there's no punishment if you don't pay, who's going to pay? I'm not going to. I think of myself as a more or less moral person. But if you're not going to hold a gun to my head and say, well, we're coming to cut off your electricity, as has happened, if you don't pay.
I suppose it feels like E-tolls does to us.
E-tolls?
It's now B-E-E-tolls.
B-E-E-tolls. All right. We've got to get to these headlines, so I'm not going to go too deep into this, but... If you ate a biscuit in my bed, I would have to set you on fire. Good God, says Dr. LZ. My mother used to go away on a solo weekend once a year to get away from us. My father gave us warm toast with crushed pilchards for every meal. Ay, ay, ay. Riet, that's horrible. Hey, guys, how did it go with the petition to sell the Northern Cape? That was a long time ago, and I don't know how well it worked out. I mean, we've still got the Northern Cape, so we didn't sell it. But we could have sold that. You know what? Give it to all these people like that nutcase we had on yesterday. I mean, sorry, that nice guy we had on yesterday to talk about seceding from the rest of the country. Give the Northern... I'm telling you, the Northern Cape is worth absolute shit. But for people who want self-determination... They want to build their own little community far from... What are we going to lose? We'll lose Kimberley. Big deal.
Big hole.
There's nothing left in Kimberley anyway. There are no diamonds there. Just clear it out. I mean, give it away at a cool 20 billion rand or whatever. It'll help the fiscus. Tito doesn't have to raise taxes.
Who's
later
gonna
today.
Who's going to buy it?
Oh, a bunch of people. There'll be some interest. I guarantee you that there would be companies all over the world that would want to share in that. And you form the first ever state that is actually owned by people and by companies. And by all these minorities from all over the world, you say to the people in what's that place called? East Timor. You say to them, listen, motherfuckers, we can't give you East Timor, but if you want this, you come and live here. And you have these little communities, and they can have their own rules. And the Northern Cape, what do we want for it? Give it away.
It's easier to give away the Northern Cape geographically, but I think we should give away the Eastern Cape.
Oh, that's, yeah. But listen, I'd buy a piece of the Eastern Cape.
So would I.
It's a beautiful place.
You don't want to live in the Wild Coast?
It's beautiful, but I would chase out all the fucking people.
There we go.
See, if I bought the Eastern Cape, I would immediately chase everyone out because people from PE, oy, oy, oy.
Talk about the armpit that we smell here.
Well, listen, the Germans have already bought Hermanus, right? So we know it's possible to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's think about it, because that's what Tito really should be doing to raise the taxes he's going to need today, rather than punishing people in this country with more taxes. Because the only reason we need to raise more taxes is because the ANC has stolen trillions of rands.
You know what? I just thought about it. I'd probably start with KwaZulu-Natal, because Xhosa people have at least given us something in the last 20 years. What are the Zulus?
Hold on. Because actually, KwaZulu-Natal's run better than the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape is run like a spaza shop. So, and a bad spaza shop that doesn't ever make a profit. So actually, sorry. I'm sorry for your whichever side of your people you've chosen to be today.
But yeah.
For the Xhosas.
Yeah.
You guys have run it really fucking badly.
Oh, so we're out, eh?
Gone.
All right.
Sorry. We're going to sell. That's a good point. See, I will sell the Eastern Cape.
The poorest province.
So we're all agreed. Okay, good. All right, let's get to the headlines. You want to know what's happening in the world? You've come to the right place. The pilchards have been recalled. We mentioned this earlier, but the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications, who knew that existed? On Tuesday said they were facing a major challenge in removing certain brands of tinned pilchards from informal retailers and wholesalers. The NCRS or NRCS or whatever they are recalled 400 gram canned pilchards in tomato sauce and chili sauce. Hey, listen, if you eat that stuff, you deserve whatever comes your way. That's my opinion.
I agree. Like, I don't get the whinging.
You know,
like,
what,
400
guys,
grams.
What about
pilchards in tomato and chili sauce?
You're not thinking about people who can't afford any form of protein.
Okay, then you know what? Go and slaughter the chicken that's running around. There's lots of those.
Because those tins were in my house, so I obviously grew up in poverty.
So you have some.
They were in my house, and I was eating them.
You have told us.
Baked beans.
You have told us you had poverty in your background.
Yeah, growing up. First few years.
So you're saying because it's poor people, we must be a little more sympathetic. If it was rich people, we could be as rude as we want.
Yes, if it was caviar. Wow, what a fucking joke.
The regulator said due to canning deficiency, retailers including ShopRite, OK, Spar and Checkers had to remove the products, while customers were urged to return the cans for a full refund. So here are the products that you need to look out for. I've never heard of these. Deep Catch, Mama's, Prime Ocean, Spa Sunny, ShopRite Right Brand, Cape Point, Checkers House Brand, U Brand, Saldana, West Point, and OK House Brand.
No, you didn't get the attention of black people there. If you said Lucky Star, then we have a problem.
Lucky Star's fine.
That's what I'm saying. If you had said Lucky Star, then this can...
Listen, I knew someone... A wealthy adult male who loved Lucky Star tinned pilchards. That's all the only pilchards he would have because it's a good brand.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. Okay. Stats SA has revealed that women do far better than men when it comes to educational outcomes. Surprise, surprise. So can we please stop with this bullshit of, like, you know, the patriarchy? And women are winning in education in every which way. The classroom is set up for girls. If boys act out in the classroom, they get called disruptive, they get chased out, they get punished more harshly. Classrooms are designed for women. They are cooperative entities where it's all about your relationship with each other and the teacher. These are not things that young men are genetically predisposed to understand.
Doesn't explain why I spend most of my time outside in the corridor sitting by myself.
Yes, but you behaved like one of the boys. That's probably why. No, you were in a gang.
Because I always spoke out of turn and... Yeah, and such a chatterbox. They never said maybe she should have a career in radio.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's because they don't. It's not their job to cater to your specific needs. They've got to look after 50 fucking kids. Have some sympathy for the teacher, Leanne. On Tuesday, it released the results. This is the Stats South Africa people. They released their results. Survey called Education and Labour Market Outcomes for South Africa. The report represents data analysis and comparisons of three generations in South Africa. The one between 1960 and 1979, the millennials born between 1980 and 1999, and the born-free generation born in 94 and after. They compare the gains made in educational participation, looked at the gender gap, and then compared the three generations. So here's what they said. Women are doing better than men when it comes to educational outcomes. Millennials are doing better than any previous generation. There is improvement, mainly among the younger generation, in the form of millennials improving on educational outcomes. Stats SA also found more domestic workers were attaining qualifications. So those are just some top-line results, but obviously we'll have to get into some of the detail to find out just what's going on. Either way, I do think that people have got to admit now that the school system definitely favors girls over boys, as does the university system. And as a result, we are not talking about a gross imbalance in favor of males, but perhaps even in favor of females.
Do you just mean purely because it... How does it favor females?
If you look at the results, there are far more women in universities. There are far more women who qualify with better marks at school. And it's not because boys are dumber than girls.
I'd argue... I mean, when I was in varsity... Mm-hmm. I want girls in my group. Guys, get out of my group. Egos. I want girls. They're organized. They write nicely.
Yeah, all right, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, my God.
That escalated quickly.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange tried to phone the White House to warn them unredacted files were about to be published online. Mr. Assange is fighting extradition to the U.S. to face trial over the leaking of classified U.S. military documents. His lawyer dismissed claims that he knowingly put lives at risk by publishing the names of informants. He told Woolwich Crown Court that a book by the Guardian newspaper was to blame for the names being published. These suggestions have been rejected by the Guardian. Oh, it would be so great if Donald Trump arrests, like, all the top people at the Guardian and locks away that shit newspaper's whole editorial staff. And if Boris says, sure, we'll extradite them, and they go into Guantanamo Bay, one less piece of shit publication in the world. That would be great. Anyway, so Assange is trying to clear his name. He's trying to say, I didn't leak this stuff. Your name is WikiLeaks. Let's just start there, Julian Assange. I don't know who to believe. That's just so messy. Egypt's former president, Mubarak, has died. I didn't even know he was still alive. I thought he died after they put him in that cage. Do you remember they put him in that cage in the courtroom like a baboon?
Mm.
They had him in the cage and he was like rattling on the bars and shit during his trial. So bizarre.
Was he 81, 91 when he died?
91.
91.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hosni Mubarak, who ruled Egypt for 30 years, died on Tuesday at the age of 91. I wish more of the dictators on this continent of ours would die behind bars in a cage, like a zoo animal. Really, I think a lot of these people, you know, Yoweri Museveni, didn't he die the other day?
He did.
That old piece of shit, that dried up piece of biltong. They should have put him in a cage years ago. I mean, he took over from Idi Amin or something. Like, he's been there such a long time. Come on. If you've been in... Who's your... Mabale's boyfriend. What's his name in the Equatorial Guinea? This guy's name? Mm. The president of Equatorial Guinea. And he and his whole criminal family have been in charge there for a long time. Now we see...
Mbasogo?
No.
Are you saying Mabale is dating the guy?
Is she? Teodoro Obiang Nguema.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's his full name.
Teodoro Obiang Nguema and his whole revolting crime family. These people should have been put in cages as well. And that Dos Santos family.
Oh, God.
I know that the daughter is now being investigated, Isabel Dos Santos. She's from Angola. Her father was the Angolan boss for a long, long time.
4 decades in power.
You see, 4 decades, this Teodoro Obiang Nguema. Lock him up in a cage and then put him on a pole in the middle of town in the cage.
Vlad Nempela style.
No, just let him roam around in the tiny space that the cage affords. Maybe it's 2 by 2 meters. That would be generous.
generous.
And you put newspaper on the floor like you would for a hamster. Put newspaper on the floor. You give him straw for a bed and then you put him in town on the top of a pole so that people can walk past and throw fruit at him. And the guy has basically reduced his country to a banana republic. He should have to face some consequences. And now this Mubarak, he's dead. The former Air Force officer will be buried in a military funeral, but the timing is still unclear. Mubarak's son, Allah, said that...
Are you clearing your throat?
Yeah, that's kind of how you say it, I think. Said in a Twitter post that included images of his late father that he died on Tuesday morning. He was ousted during the mass protests, you'll remember. In 2011, he was arrested 2 months later and spent several years in prison and military hospitals. He was sentenced to life in prison for conspiring to murder 239 demonstrators during the 18-day revolt, but was freed in 2017 after being cleared of the charges. He was convicted in 2015, though, along with his sons, of diverting public funds and using the money to upgrade family properties.
Hmm.
These politicians, they cannot help themselves. They've got to put their hands on the till.
And these days, what's a political career if you didn't make a stint at a military hospital to avoid something?
Well, ask Harvey, who's also going into a hospital rather than prison.
Mm.
Anyway, so there's Mubarak. Hooray, hooray. What else have we got?
Not a tear shed.
Nah,
he
not
was
really.
A monster.
No. And this is bizarre. Like the FBI and New York police have executed a search warrant on Tuesday for Peter Neergaard's Manhattan offices. He's part of a sex trafficking investigation.
Oh, here's another name to follow.
He's a Finnish-Canadian multimillionaire who's been linked to Prince Andrew and has been the subject of an investigation by Child Exploitation FBI Task Force. You know, Prince Andrew, for someone who says he's never done anything wrong, had a lot of friends who were convicted pedophiles.
Yeah.
Yo, did you see what someone did? Someone paid for adverts on buses in London with Prince Andrew's face. Ooh. Saying, if you've seen this man, take him straight to jail. These buses are driving around the city.
Wow. That's hardcore. They did the Brit Awards, and who is the comedian?
Whitehall.
She was up on stage, and Prince William and Kate were in the audience, and she said something. It's that... Fat Amy, man, from
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, thank you. She said something, and it was all very cringe because William and Kate were in the audience, but it was about Prince Andrew.
Very
funny.
Here's a picture of the bus that's driving around.
Read exactly what it says on there.
It says, if you see this man, please ask him to call the FBI to answer their questions. And they actually have the number and details on here. And it's a photo of Prince Andrew.
That's great. Isn't that terrific? Oh, here's Rebel Wilson. I want to play this for you quickly because this is funny. So Prince William and Kate are in the front row at this this awards ceremony.
Oh, that's awkward.
And this is Rebel Wilson.
It is really great to be here at the Royal Andrew... Royal Harry... No. Royal... at this Royal Palace place.
And they're sitting in the audience.
That is,
and
that's gutsy.
Jesus. So there we go. That's fun. All right. Those are all the headlines you need to know. I don't know much about this Nurgard guy, but...
I've just had a look.
Who is he?
He's
worth $700 million.
I was going to say, they're saying 87th richest Canadian. Right? So this guy's a big deal. Mm-hmm. He's not just some dickhead around the corner. This guy's a proper big deal. 87th richest Canadian, worth over $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. This guy is a monster.
Well, the lawsuit accuses him of sexually assaulting young, impressionable, often impoverished children and women after luring them with cash and false promises of lucrative modeling opportunities. Some of the plaintiffs are minors. He's accused of using alcohol, drugs, force, or other means of coercion to engage in commercial sex acts with children and women.
What a monster you have to be to resort to that.
A monster.
My God.
It's gross, man. You know, you'd think, for God's sake. What is wrong with these rich guys who have to do this? Anyway, all right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all we got.
And he's a fashion mogul, so, I mean, he was priming probably.
Yeah, he must have had such sway over the models. Leighton says, I'm glad this person messaged on... the previous experience on the show, a.k.a. her awful stunt on Thursday. I know Pumi was talking shit. Please stop her from talking about anything political. Yeah, okay, Leighton, you know what? You bring that up when we've got Pumi in the studio, and I'll bring it up with her. Sell the Northern Cape to the Australians. Then the rest of the people who want to move don't have to go halfway around the world to leave South Africa. Great success.
Do we really want Australia that close to our border?
All right. If they're willing to pay... Willing seller, willing buyer.
They'll come to our place for holidays.
I'm just relieved the East Londoners will survive your purge of the Eastern Cape, Gareth. We're nice like that here. Mm-hmm. Whatever, Robin. I'm from PE. Fuck you, says someone else. Yeah, all right. Sean. Well, you better...
Good for you, Sean.
Enjoy your house while you've got it, Sean. The Northern Cape can be the electricity generator for South Africa and other countries. Cover it with wind and solar farms. Yes, good idea. Now we're talking. Good
okay.
one. That I like that. Guys, these people make pilchards look amazing, and then there's an Instagram video of some chef. Bleh. I eat tinned pilchards on my cabbage salad every day.
Yo,
Robert, you must be... driving in the car with you must be a horror show.
Your burps and farts must be toxic.
Yeah. And here is Anushka, who says... Pilchards are the worst. I grew up on that crap. My gran used to mix pilchards, chopped onion, and green pepper with vinegar on toast. That shit is nasty. Never again will I eat that. I only eat sushi now. The buck stops there.
No, look, it's all in the preparation. In Portugal, sardines on bread is really popular. And being in the Algarve, in fact, it was in Portimão, a certain little town in the Algarve.
Portimão yourself.
We used to go to a place called Casa Amelia. It was an old man and his daughter in the harbour who used to, and I mean, when I say harbour there, it's like a little fishing village, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's clean water. Used to braai these and grill these fresh sardines, and you'd have them on crispy Portuguese bread. Oh my God, that was delicious. But yeah, out of the tin. Oh,
wow, your Siri was dictating all of that.
Pilchards. Siri's like
she
excited.
Took in a whole freaking sentence as well.
I did a thesis in college, followed around a bodybuilder for 21 days. And all he would basically eat, it looked like to me, was raw eggs. So in the morning, he'd start off every morning with 18 raw eggs, and if he didn't finish all of them, some days he'd throw up, and then he starts again.
What?
He would start again, but then part of that breakfast meal always pilchard. So I was at his house for 21 days in a row, like 5 a.m. in the morning or whatever. And then I'd meet him for supper as well. Yeah, it was a feast. Ugh.
Didn't he email you what he's eaten?
So why did you have to be a part of his experience? He could have given
at
you a list.
A.m.
Yes. This is the problem with you people that do BA subjects. If you're doing science, you actually have to be there.
God, it must have been horrible.
Oh, it was awful.
Nothing says month end like pilchard pie for dinner. It was like the Marmite salty cracks of our home,
you
says
say
Tessa.
Did you munch end? All the lesbians were like, what?
Sean says, the interview with Führer Hein yesterday was cringe, but Pumi's condescending attitude actually made me feel bad for Mr. Bring Apartheid Back. I'm sorry, Gareth, but I'm done with Tuesdays. All right. See, I don't stress. My family eat whole meals in bed. The cats and dogs lick up the spillage. We never get sick.
Oh, my gosh.
That's from Sarah. Oh, Sarah, you...
They're probably immune to the coronavirus.
Savage fucking animal.
I'm going to spare my family in this one, but... Yeah, I actually grew up eating stuff in bed as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like a bit of a Saturday morning tradition. We'd jump into our parents' bed and we'd all have breakfast.
We were labeled as slovenly if we did that.
Oh. We'd all eat.
Hi, guys. Sarah from Dubai here. I'm originally from Kenya, and you guys are wrong. Museveni is still alive, and it's Moi who died, our ex-president. And Gareth, you're wrong. Yes, he was a dictator, but we had a single party system. Therefore, we couldn't really vote per se. So, yeah, you were wrong. You said that when he died back then. So, check your facts.
Yeah, all right.
Check your facts.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Sarah. I love being corrected. I don't mind it at all. Gareth, please say hifike punya pohamba.
Well, there we go. Done. Next.
Done. All right. Strange request, you pervert. Morning, guys. I think the movie Eyes Wide Shut explains how weird and sick the pedo ring is among the super wealthy.
I never watched that.
Jason. Oh, it's a horrible movie because it was by Stanley Kubrick, who's totally overrated. And I know this is going to upset all the movie buffs. I never liked Stanley Kubrick. I had a party at my house when he died because I hated those movies. They wasted huge amounts of time.
It's like Woody Allen for me. Sorry.
Yeah, Woody Allen's as
not
bad.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, from the guy who married his daughter.
Yeah, Sun Yi. Woody Allen, what a... He's also a creep. Mm. But you see, Hollywood's full of them. I put up a picture yesterday of Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and Anthony Weiner.
Like,
there are five Democrat perverts in jail. Obviously Bill's not in jail, but he should be.
Who was the news presenter as well?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer, yeah.
Or you're talking about...
Charlie Rose.
Mm.
Take your pick.
You can spin around in a room with your arms stretched out, and wherever you land, you're probably pointing in the direction of a pervert.
A colleague of mine told me she found a severed finger in a tin of pilchards.
No.
That's from Clayton.
No.
Where's your colleague living? In the Ukraine?
Vongani says, morning guys, Leanne is right. Pilchards, mainly Lucky Star, is what is graded as struggle food.
Told you. Yeah. If you'd said Lucky Star, you see, you didn't say Lucky Star. If you had,
All right.
Then we have a real shutdown.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, we've got lots to get to. We've got someone popping in a little bit later on. We're going to talk about these Section 12J investments, which I know a lot of people are interested in. Avi Gordon and Adriana Erasmus are going to pop in there from Grovest to tell us about JSE and capital raising, which is all happening now because February is budget month.
Need to get my pen and paper out.
And
notes.
Tito Mboweni is going to go and try to eke some kind of margin out of the rest of us in his budget today. I feel sorry for him. He's got an unenviable task in trying to make sense of this very, very ugly, very messy disaster of a fiscus that he has inherited and which he's been trying to work with for like a year. And every time he tries to make a really good decision, the ANC, NEC step in and say, no, we can't privatize some of the state-owned entities. Please don't do that. Can't lose a single job. And yet we're expected to keep on making things work. It's just not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It is a disaster from beginning to end. So this money's got to come from somewhere, and we're borrowing, which is not good. So we'll just have to keep on trying to figure out how this thing works and how to make it work a little bit better. Okay, so all of that's on the way. I hope you're having a good start to your day. We will take your calls and your messages on 0797482090. Get hold of us now. Tell us what's up. Tell us what you're talking about, thinking about, what you want us to talk about and think about, and we'll get to that and a whole lot more in just a short while. Stick around. CliffCentral.com.
Hello?
I would like to order a packet of nuggets. There's just one thing I need to know.
Yes, sir.
What part of a chicken is the nugget?
What part of the chicken?
Yeah, and this is what we've got: the feet, we've got the breast, we've got the wings. Oh. Where in the formula do we equals nugget?
Nugget. I'm not sure. I think it's the
I don't know what part of, it could be toes.
I get it. It's modified now.
Oh, how do you modify?
No. At my level, I don't do that.
You are selling things you don't know.
Not that I don't know. I know, but I cannot just say it.
Oh, is it that bum part?
You know, there are some things that I'm not supposed to say.
Because we know the other part.
Yes.
But when slaughtering, no one has ever said, cut out the chicken nugget for Ukoko.
It's like the chicken part of it. You understand?
Huh?
At Nando's, we also don't know what a nugget is. That's why you won't find it on our menu. What you will find is the best quality, freshly prepared, treat that body right, peri-peri marinated chicken. Nando's.
Can I tell you something just between you and me?
CliffCentral.com